the official Arizona Super Bowl host committee show. Here's Dave Burns.
Well, good morning and welcome in here on our Arizona Super Bowl host committee show and podcast. My name is Dave Burns. I am the co-host of the Burns and Gambo show over on our sister station, Arizona Sports. We're getting closer and closer to the big game, which means we're getting closer and closer to the big events around the big game. And joining us today for at least part of our podcast, the Vice President of Integrated Marketing for PetSmart, Scott Hamlin, joins us here on the Arizona Super Bowl host committee podcast. Scott, welcome to the show. Thank you for
your time. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your involvement with the Super Bowl host committee and what PetSmart will be involved with for this year's big game, Scott.
Yeah, there's a lot actually. So we're really excited, and one of the best parts about the partnership with the host committee is the opportunity for us to engage not only the communities that we serve, but also our associates here in the Phoenix area. So there's a variety of ways that we're going to reach out to the community. You know, we kicked off a few weeks ago in mid-October our tailgate bus tour that is actually going across the Southwest region. So we're in Colorado, we're in California, New Mexico, and certainly here in Arizona and the greater Phoenix area. So that will continue through all the way through the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's really an opportunity for us to engage consumers at our stores. There's interactive games, there's giveaways, there's the opportunity actually to create a trading card of your own pet at our location. So a lot of different opportunities within the tailgate tour that we're pretty excited about.
And that one's stopping at different locations throughout the course of the Southwest, right?
You got it. Yeah. So we kicked it off in mid-October, and that will run all the way up to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. Tell me about the pride that your employees have to be a part of this. I mean, it's such a unique thing to be affiliated with something as big as the Super Bowl. Tell me about what the reaction has been throughout kind of the corporate culture there that you've got.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. And, you know, we actually had a town hall just last week, and the energy at the town hall when we kind of announced a lot of the activities that we're going to have for the Super Bowl was incredible. You know, look, it's a source of pride for all of Arizona to be hosting a global event like the Super Bowl. And certainly, you know, our 3,000 plus associates here in the Phoenix area, when you look at our home office, our distribution centers and our stores, are really excited, you know, and this is our opportunity and what a great platform for us to bring the pride that it is to work at PetSmart to the forefront. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, I would imagine, and I would imagine your employees are very, very excited about it too. What other ways are we going to see PetSmart involved in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so we've got the MVPets.com is a site where you can actually go create your own pet trading card. So MVPets, you know, we like to say that we do anything for pets at PetSmart. And this is really our opportunity to showcase our connection to football in an authentic way by highlighting, you know, the pets that are most important to our pet parents. So go to MVPets.com. We're actually donating $1 to PetSmart charities for every card that's created. So it's a cool opportunity to do something unique with your pet. We also will be a part of the 5K9 that takes place on January 7th in Mesa.
I'm going to cut you off right there, because okay, you got to say it right. The 5K9.
The 5K9.
Because the first time someone said it to me, it went right over my head. I'm like, the 5K9. I'm like, okay, the 5K9. I'm like, oh, now I get it.
You got it. You got it. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure we got the emphasis right there. You know?
You absolutely. So we're excited. That takes place at Riverview Park in Mesa. A great opportunity to get some exercise with your furry friend. You know, we'll have food trucks there. We'll have games and contests and pet obstacle courses. You know, TagWorks will be there actually to create custom dog tags for us, or cat tags, if you will. But we're excited about that opportunity to engage the community with their pets. It'll be a really fun time.
And that's, I mean, in the course of hosting these podcasts over time, I've come to learn there are things that are you know, part of the typical Super Bowl experience, and there are things that are new to the Super Bowl experience.
Yeah.
The 5K9 is new to the Super Bowl experience, right? This is sort of a launch of something that we haven't seen before. So I got to imagine you guys are very excited to be a part of something kind of new with the Super Bowl experience.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, again, is something that we really looked at when we were evaluating the opportunity to partnership with the the host committee is the opportunity to do things that are uniquely PetSmart. You know, this is something that not any other organization here in the Phoenix area could pull off. It's something that only PetSmart could do. And so we were really excited about that opportunity, and hopefully it's something that sticks for years to come.
So for let's go into details of the 5K now in terms of registration. Is there a limit? Is there a cap? Is there a time frame in which people need to register? That if those details are available, can you share some of those with our audience?
Yeah, I think the registration is open now. I think we're expecting about 2,500 pets and pet parents. The registration, azsuperbowl.com is where you can register.
AZSuperBowl.com is where people can register. And there is a limit? There's no limit? I mean, are we capping the number?
No limit to attendees.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. And then in addition to the opportunity, Scott, to get out, have fun with your pet, walk, get a little exercise, enjoy what, knock on wood, should be very good weather, it is also, there's a charitable donation element to this as well, which I know is a big part for you guys too.
Absolutely, yeah. Our 57% of the registration fees will go to PetSmart Charities, which, you know, is our organization, our charitable organization within PetSmart, that really supports pet parents and pets in need. So, you know, they've been actually doing a lot of work in the recent weeks with the hurricanes that have come through, transporting pets to safety and supporting pet parents at their time of need. So an amazing organization that does a ton of good in the community on behalf of pets. And upwards of 57% of the registration fees will go to support PetSmart charities.
That's great. Scott Hamlin, Vice President of Integrated Marketing for PetSmart, joining us here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast. How big of a piece is sports marketing when it comes to PetSmart's kind of model and what you guys are going for?
Yeah, it's a key part for us. You know, we've had partners for the last several years across a variety of leagues. And as I mentioned before, you know, we really look at the host committee as an opportunity to partner in a very unique way. And that's part of how we evaluate our partnership opportunities. You know, the old model of kind of using a logo and showing up in arena isn't as effective for us. You know, we really want to look at opportunities to engage the community and have a meaningful interaction with consumers and the PetSmart brand. And the host committee has been an incredible partner to let us do exactly that.
Yeah, and it's such a easy, natural connection. I mean, people and their, no disrespect to cats, but people and their dogs, right? And people and their cats too, but you're probably not walking your cat during a 5K walk run, right? And people and their dogs, people and their pets, there's just such a natural connection. It's just an easy, I can see how it's just easy to appeal to that segment, because I would imagine so many of them are sports fans.
Absolutely, yeah. We see that, you know, approaching 50% of the pet parents that we have are avid sports fans. And so, you know, there's a natural connection there. And even if you go a step further and you think about athletes and the way that athletes are so passionate about their pets, you know, at the end of the day, your pet doesn't care whether you played in the Super Bowl today or whether you just had a great day at work. They're excited to see you. And so it's a very kind of common thing that you know, you can have in with an athlete or whoever you are. It's the love of pets.
I was thinking about that first episode of Hard Knocks that dropped a little bit ago, Buddha and his big dog there to greet him.
Absolutely.
Right after the game, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, very, just a very natural connection.
You got it.
We are here in Arizona, we're so hosting these mega events like that. How do you at PetSmart sort of evaluate the opportunities to get into big mega events like that? Because it's certainly the Super Bowl is pressing right now, but there are others as well. How do you evaluate these opportunities?
Yeah, we look at where our consumer is and where our consumer is going and the opportunity to reach our customer base and you know, resonate with them. And I think if you look at the unique opportunities to engage with customers and the communities as a whole and with our associates, you know, that's an important audience for us as well. We look for opportunities that allow us to have unique moments in time with our customers. And I think, you know, if you look across all of the activities that we'll have related to the Super Bowl, this was an excellent platform for us to do just that.
Have the trading cards been popular so far?
Absolutely, yeah. We're just releasing them, but we've already got thousands of trading cards that are out there. So we're excited about how that's going to come to life. And you actually will see that on site at the Super Bowl fan experience. We'll have an activation there, and all of the trading cards will be on display virtually for everyone to take a look at.
That's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Scott, we appreciate you stopping by
for a few
minutes. Best of luck and all the success in the world with all the events PetSmart has affiliated with the Super Bowl. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Scott Hamlin, the Vice President of Integrated Marketing from PetSmart, our guest here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee Show. We're back with more right after this.
Let's go! This is the official Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee Show. Once again, Dave Burns.
And welcome back. It is the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee Show and Podcast. My name is Dave Burns. I'm the co-host of the Burns and Gambo Show from our sister station, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. And today we're talking about another big event and another big partner of not only the National Football League, but of the Super Bowl that's going to be here in a couple of months. I'm talking about the Taste of the NFL and the organization that benefits from the Taste of the NFL event. And to tell us all about her organization, the Taste of the NFL, why it's one of the big signature events of Super Bowl week, joining us right now, the CEO of Gen Youth, Anne-Marie Krautheim, who joins us here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee Podcast. Anne-Marie, I'm Dave. Welcome to the show. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Gen Youth for a minute. As you are the CEO of Gen Youth, and just reading your bio and reading everything that your organization has done in conjunction with the NFL, it is a very, very impressive dossier I've got here in front of me. Tell me about your organization, if you would, please.
All right. Well, I work for an organization called Gen Youth. We are a national nonprofit, and our mission is to create healthier school communities across the United States. We do that by bringing together public and private partnerships that provide grants, cash, and equipment to schools across the country to help increase access to healthy meals, fight food insecurity, and create opportunities for students to be physically active before, during, and after the school day.
And before we talk about the Super Bowl and the specific Taste of the NFL event, I want to ask you about your flagship program, Fuel Up to Play 60. Certainly, anybody who watches the NFL over the years can remember the commercials. We all, in fact, on our show, we still get a chuckle every now and then about the Cam Newton commercial. It still makes us laugh. The largest in-school nutrition and physical activity program launched. That's your organization. That's your flagship program. Tell us about that.
Yes, actually, Fuel Up to Play 60, as you noted, is our flagship program. It's actually the largest health and wellness, school-based health and wellness program in the country. It's used in 73,000 schools nationwide. It reaches over 38 million students. Fuel Up to Play 60 was actually developed through a partnership between the NFL and their Play 60 program, which is focused on helping students to get 60 minutes of physical activity every day, along with America's Dairy Farmers, or the National Dairy Council, who brought up in the nutrition component, or Fuel Up. So Fuel Up to Play 60 was a marriage between those two organizations and bringing those, you know, two tenants together, which are really inextricably linked to youth health and wellness. And Gen Youth was formed at that time to help bring other public and private sector resources to schools because schools need our help. 30 million students rely on school meals every day for a significant portion of their daily nutrition. 1 in 8 students in this country is living in food insecurity. Only 1 in 4 students in this country meets the physical activity recommendations. And schools' budgets are very small. In fact, the average PE teacher only has about $1.50 per student in their budget per year. So Gen Youth came together with our founding partners, America's Dairy Farmers and the NFL, and we're the philanthropic body that helps bring those resources to schools to help create healthier school communities.
And I know your organization was also crucial during the pandemic. Tell me about the End Student Hunger campaign that I want to talk to you more about as part of your Mission 57, but the work that your organization did during the pandemic to make sure school meals were getting to kids who were in high need. Tell me about that too, if you would, please.
Yes, as you'll recall, in 2020, March of 2020, the world really shut down, including school buildings across the country. And while the school buildings closed for learning, their school nutrition operations were maintained. As we just discussed, 30 million students rely on school meals daily. And for many of those kids, it's the only reliable source of good nutrition they have on some days. So school nutrition staff really were the true heroes for us during that time period, because they went into the school, they prepared meals, but they needed help. They really went from being a more of a restaurant style operation to a full service catering operation. They needed packaging for grab and go meals. They needed distribution for bus stop drop off or a drive through pickup. They needed PPE to make sure that the school nutrition staff, as well as the children they were serving, stayed healthy. And that's not part of the traditional school nutrition budget. So Gen Youth realized this very early during the pandemic. We quickly pivoted. We launched the Emergency School Nutrition Fund. And with the phenomenal support of the many corporations and individuals, we were able to quickly raise $15 million. And we provided grants to over 10,000 schools so they could maintain those school feeding operations and ensure no children went hungry during that period of time.
So one of your primary initiatives then for our purposes here in Arizona with Super Bowl 57 is the Mission 57. What can you tell us about that program, Anne Marie?
Okay. As you know, this is February of 23 will be the 57th Super Bowl. And so as part of this, we've traditionally worked with Super Bowl host committees and the Super Bowl host city for many years to, as part of the legacy, give back to the community. So we launched Mission 57 in honor of the 57th Super Bowl. Mission 57 and Student Hunger. We are raising funds to deliver 57 grab-and-go meal distribution systems to 57 schools in Arizona. And the reason this is important is because while 84% of the students in Arizona qualify for free and reduced price meals, only 55% of those students who qualify are participating in school breakfast. And the hurdles for that include lack of time. Often the school bus doesn't get to school early enough for the student to make their way to the cafeteria for breakfast, or stigma. Sadly, there's a stigma associated with eating breakfast in the cafeteria at school. So these grab-and-go systems, which include a rolling cart, a rolling milk barrel, and also a point-of-sale system, and we're giving schools flag and school football kits too. But these grab-and-go, the grab-and-go equipment allows the school nutrition staff to get that meal to where the kids are getting off the bus, and it alleviates those barriers such as the time and the stigma associated with the cafeteria. In fact, we've seen participation grow by up to 27% in the many schools where we've placed this equipment. So we know it's a solution that works.
So you kicked it off in September at the Glendale Elementary School District. You partnered with Gilbert Public Schools in October. How do you choose the schools, and where else will the grab-and-go carts be headed this fall and this winter?
Yeah, we're really excited. It'll be a great kickoff event in Glendale and Gilbert. And we work closely with the funder, as well as the school districts in Arizona, to determine where this equipment will do the most good. And specifically, we're looking for schools that have a high population of students who are eligible for free and reduced priced meals and are serving breakfast in that school community. So in addition to Glendale and Gilbert, we plan to expand the program in the Phoenix area, Maricopa County. We'll be doing an installment in Tucson, and as well as Casa Grande, and probably a couple other surprises in there that'll be forthcoming. But we're really excited to deliver this resource to schools, and I want to give recognition to the organizations who are funding this equipment through Gen Youth. They include Front Doors Media, Fry's Food Stores, the ISA Foundation, Frito-Lay, the Quaker Oats Company, the PepsiCo Foundation, and the BHHS Legacy Foundation. Actually, the Fiesta Bowl is even stepping up to support this equipment. So we have really great partners in Arizona and beyond who care about the youth in Arizona and have contributed dollars to make this possible.
We're down to our last few minutes here with Anne Marie Krautheim, who joins us from Gen Youth, the organization that benefits from Taste of the NFL. So let's talk about Taste of the NFL, because this is a staple of the Super Bowl week. Tell me about the event and how it is a staple event for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it actually has been part of the Super Bowl weekend for over 30 years. It is the largest philanthropic event held at Super Bowl. It'll be held the Saturday before the Super Bowl. this year in Phoenix, and it's which is on February 11th, is the Taste of the NFL, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's really a gathering of foodie and football fans who are coming together to celebrate Super Bowl weekend. It'll be an experiential opportunity to taste a lot of great food. We have national marquee chefs who will be with us, including Carla Hall, Andrew Zimmern, Tim Love, Lashita Perry, and Mark Bucher, as well as participation from Phoenix's culinary masters. And you have a lot in Phoenix. They include Mark Tarbell, Chris Bianca, Bo McMillan, and many, many others. So on the menu, we have incredible dishes and beverages, and then there'll be a chance for guests to mingle with over 30 NFL players. There'll be some surprise celebrity guests and other fun along the way. I think most important is that this is really an event that has a purpose. Then all the proceeds from the Taste of the NFL are designated to Gen Youth, and we will utilize those dollars to give incremental grants in the Phoenix and Arizona area, as well as within all 32 clubs' NFL markets. So we raised over $1.5 million last year in LA, and we're hoping to top that in Phoenix.
Anne-Marie, we're down to our final minute. How can people attend if they want to attend Taste of the NFL?
Sure. You can go to the website, tasteofthenfl.com, for more information if you're interested in buying a ticket. Also, if there's individuals listening who would like to be a sponsor or to support the event in some way, there's additional information there. It will be held at the Chateau Lux in Phoenix on February 11th from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's an event not to be missed.
Sounds like it. I've heard nothing but great things about the event. I was very upset that I didn't attend it the last time the Super Bowl was here, so I'm hoping to get in the door as well because I'd love to try this. Go ahead, please.
I know somebody. I can help you.
You know a person? Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I look forward to hopefully meeting you there in person if we get that opportunity. Anne-Marie, great. I really appreciate the time. Thank you for all the insight and the information today.
Thank you so much, Dave. And I want to thank the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee. They've been a fantastic partner, and we enjoy collaborating with them on these efforts.
Outstanding. Anne-Marie Krautheim, the CEO of Gen Youth, the organization that benefits from Taste of the NFL. That's going to do it for us here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast and show. My name's Dave Burns. Thanks for listening.